The tradition of Festivus begins with the airing of grievances. I got a lot of problems with you people. Now, you're going to hear about it.
Hello and welcome to a brand new episode of The Airing of Grievances. I'm your host, Jay. I'm here with my co-host, Micah.
Hey.
All right, guys, we're back. This episode is entitled The Kiss. Hello! Which is what it should have been, by the way. This should have featured Uncle Leo, I feel like.
It is. Uncle Leo's in it, but he's not a part of the Kiss Hello.
Right. Yeah. That's right. So this episode, we find Jerry and George meeting Elaine's friend, Wendy, who is a physical therapist, who has arguably one of the worst hairdos ever. She still has like kind of almost like a beehive hairdo from the 1960s. Kramer has tried to convince Jerry and all of their neighbors to take pictures of one another and have them up on a board in his apartment so everyone can say hello. And then Jerry, of course, is dealing with random women coming up to him and giving him the kiss hello. What did you think of this episode?
It's pretty good. Wendy is a good foil. She is a character, not terribly memorable, but like she's not memorable in that you would know her by name. Like everyone knows who Bubble Bot is. Right. But she is memorable, because of that hairdo.
Yeah.
Which is a point of contention, in the show, and looks awful. But pretty solid performances all the way around. I enjoyed it. Not my favorite this season, but it is pretty good. We get the term delicate genius from George, which is wonderful.
Yeah. So I thought this one was pretty good. It worked for me. There is some pretty memorable moments. I frankly, this is one of those episodes that I really truly realize how much Jerry and I have in common, because there are things that he deals with in this episode and I'm like, dude, I understand you, brother. Like, nah, man, like I can't, don't touch me like that. And well, you know what? It depends. It really depends.
Yeah, of course it depends. And I'll tell you why later on when we get to it.
Yeah. So you're going to be an asshole.
Yeah.
I already know. Yeah.
It is what it is. Hey,
look. You're right. I'm sorry. It's not you specifically, but it's you specifically. So when Jerry and George are walking down the street, they run into Elaine and her friend Wendy, who we talked about earlier with the terrible haircut. Now, Jerry and George see them from afar, and Jerry stops him, and he's like, look, man, I don't like this chick. She's really bothersome because she does the kiss hello all the time, which if you don't know what a kiss hello is, that's when a woman, generally it's a woman, not a guy. Guys don't really do that. That would be weird and rapey. But women come up to you and say, oh, hey, how are you? Hello. And then they kiss you on the cheek. That's very innocent, very reasonable. I don't want to do that with strangers.
It's not reasonable. It's not reasonable at all. You don't do a kiss hello. You don't.
Not ever.
No, look, you do a kiss hello for babies, and even then, it's just like not a kiss. Oh, hey, it's a baby. Mwah, like, no, it's a baby. And babies look cute, right? But for an adult, no. You do a kiss hello for people that you want to have sex with.
You don't do a kiss hello for like aunts and grandmas and
nope. Nope.
Would you give them a hearty handshake?
I give them a hug, and even then, I feel kind of weird about it because they kind of smell like mothballs. You know what I mean? So I'm not really trying to do, and I'm not trying to do a kiss hello to my aunt. You know, like it's just weird.
You don't do a kiss hello to your family?
Nope.
Oh, you're a psychopath.
No, I don't.
Hey, well, I mean, everyone knows that. Listen,
you kiss hello. You kiss hello. You lips being on someone's face means you want to have sex with them.
That seems weird. You don't give a kiss hello to your mother?
No, I don't. I give her a hug. I do not give my mom a kiss on the cheek.
Really?
Really. It's just, I've never been that type of guy. It's
That's so weird. Funny. I think I might have given your mother a kiss hello before.
Maybe. Maybe.
That's really weird.
Yeah, I don't like it. I don't like it at all. I've done it before.
But I don't want to do it again.
I don't like it.
That's funny.
It's not for me, man. And look, look, not everything is sexual, right? Like an innocent kiss on the cheek.
Yeah, it's not. Right, you fucking lunatic.
But it's not that far from it.
Yes, it is. Like, just because you do that hand gesture doesn't mean it's not what you believe is not insane. No, that's insane. Get out of here.
Man. You don't do kiss hello.
That's funny. Wow. Yeah, okay. I don't do kiss so we've established the very high bar, and I mean that sarcastically, of your sanity. I will say this. I don't like kiss hellos for unfamiliar people. I don't like that. That feels very weird to me.
Now, what is unfamiliar? Like
if you just... Okay, like, she's a friend of a friend. That's not a kiss hello status to me. Like, that's unacceptable.
Would you give your cousin a kiss hello?
Yeah, I think so. Probably.
Nah. Tiara was just on these shows. Would you give Tiara a kiss hello?
No, because I'm sure that someone would fight me. Right?
I mean, look, I don't have a lot of female friends.
Look, I'm not trying to get canceled on the internet. Over some bullshit. Look, I'm going to pull a Henry Cavill. Look, I don't even know if it's okay to talk to women because I'm afraid I'm going to be accused of raping them. Like, well, just calm down. Just a kiss hello is fine. Just relax, Henry. No, I don't think we have that familiarity.
So what's the familiarity for a non-relative to give a kiss hello?
Penetration, or I don't know.
But really?
No, we would have to be lifelong friends. You doing a kiss hello to another guy?
No.
Yeah. Come on, you homophobe.
Well.
No, I'm kidding. I wouldn't either.
It is what it is.
That feels weird. That feels weird.
Yeah, of course it does. Like, I'm not. And I don't have lifelong female friends. You do. You would kiss hello a lifelong female friend?
I think I would kiss hello a lifelong female friend if I hadn't seen them in a long time. Like, I was out of town for a year, or I just hadn't seen them for 2 years.
Look.
Maybe, because I haven't seen one of my female friends in a long time. The last time I saw her, I didn't give her a kiss hello. Although we were at work. Which would be weird.
Yeah, again, like, there's no yeah, place. Yeah,
I'm starting to slide into your world.
Yeah,
madness,
man.
Because this seems like overkill.
Yeah, man. Like, there's no, like, place where, like, one, I don't like PDAs. Don't do that shit in public. I don't need to see
you. You know, like, do you full on make out sessions with your wife in public?
Not in public, no. Like, we,
no,
not,
you shouldn't.
Not in view of people.
Yeah,
no.
You shouldn't.
Right.
It's gross.
Because it's not, like, nah, yo. Like, get that shit out of my face, man.
All right. I think everybody just calm down.
Get that shit out of my face. Last public makeout session I had with my wife was at my wedding. You may kiss the bride.
Yeah,
that was it.
And it was disgusting.
Yeah. It's awful. But nah, man. Kiss hellos are not, they're not kosher. There's something about it. I think it
rides a line between extreme familiarity, which is what a kiss is, and just not knowing someone at all. Which is what a hello is. Yeah.
Right.
Like, it's a weird line, I guess.
I will hug a longtime friend or someone that I've never seen before. I'll hug you. Hugs are fine, right? Kiss hellos, no. And I don't hug children. I don't like hugging children.
I don't like hugging. That's because you're so much taller than them.
Yeah, like for tall people, like, you gotta
like
either
that.
Bend down at the, you know, arching your back, or you have to physically lower your body to do it. And, like, it's just weird.
Or what you could do is just pick them up and then just hug them with their legs dangling.
Yeah,
their legs dangling in the air. That's not weird at all.
No. Me and my sister, we hug each other, but we do this thing that we saw on Martin years ago, where I think it was like Martin and Tommy, they would hug each other, they would embrace, and then they would take a big deep breath in, and then they would raise and then lower, and then that's it. And that's just a little gag between the two of us. But I don't kiss her. I don't kiss my mom.
You're such a fucking psycho.
Nah, yo. I wouldn't kiss hello your wife. Like, nah.
Nah, nigga, I'll kill you.
Right, exactly. Exactly.
Don't do that. Nah,
would you kiss hello an ex that you were friends with?
Kiss hello. No, no.
Kiss hell no.
No. You just paddling up a creek looking for trouble. That's way too, because that level of familiarity is too much.
Exactly.
Yeah, no. See, then that gets like, that's a weird level of intimacy. That's not exactly.
Yeah, yeah. And you know what usually sparks off certain like sexual encounters? Kisses. They do, man.
Yeah, they do.
So, nah, yo.
Mm-mm. Yeah. Okay.
Stay away from me. You.
Stay away from me.
I don't want your kiss. Hello.
Fuck off. So when George, so Jerry is complaining about the kiss. Hello. He's very. I mean, he's literally saying outside of a sexual relationship, I don't see the point of it. That's literally what he said. And of course, Elaine, much like me, is like, you're a fucking loser. you're just a fucking psychopath. So Jerry asks Elaine, like, what's up with that fucking hairdo? Like, she looks like a buffoon, basically. And so they concoct this idea that Kramer, you can't tell Kramer, to ask about the hairdo, but he'll just say it because he has no filter. He'll be like, yo, that hairdo is fucking whack.
Right, because the idea is that they want to tell her, but they don't want to be offensive. You know, they don't want to offend her.
Mm-hmm.
Kramer has no problem offending people because he has no social barometer, right?
Yeah, like, zero filter.
Like, right, like whatever. Like, he'll tell you.
Yeah. Yeah, so they're like, all right, we gotta get Kramer and them to meet and just see what happens.
Yeah.
And Elaine's been trying to get her to change her hair for a long time. George, upon meeting Wendy, he had
injured himself, and he's like, oh, maybe I should go to her. You know, would you come and take a look at my arm? She's like, yeah, come to my office. Right. And later on, we cut to George, and he's like, wow, this treatment was really great. Thanks a lot. And then he goes to pay the receptionist, and the receptionist is like, George is like, here's $75 for the treatment. And the receptionist is like, you canceled on us and you didn't give us 24 hours notice when you canceled. So you owe us $150 because you still have to pay for that session. George is like, what?
Yeah, nah, yo.
That's ridiculous.
George is right.
Yes, he's right. Yeah. I would walk out. What are they going to do?
No, they just hit your credit. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, there are repercussions. Mm. They will get their money.
Damn.
Yeah. Yeah, go and walk out. It's fine. They will just drop that shit right on your credit as an unpaid bill. Jerry's Nana calls him, I guess, back from searching for Chemical Bank those many episodes ago. And she calls him, and she needs him to come open a ketchup bottle. And Uncle Leo is there, and he's like, hello, Jerry. And you find out that a number of years ago,
so
like, he was supposed to split $100 with Jerry's mom, because his dad had won $1,000 at the track, because his grandmother was like, did you give the $50? Did you get the $50? And they're like, what are you talking about? And she's just having a memory flashback because she's old.
Yeah, she's having a senior moment.
Yeah. So Leo's like, no, I definitely don't owe your mom $50 from like 1969. Ha 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 ha. And so Jerry's like, yeah, all right, this motherfucker owes her $50.
Right.
He
eventually tells his mom. And he was like, you know what?
His dad's reaction,
I mean, ever the stereotype.
Yeah, like just a raging stereotype. Yeah.
He was like, do you know what $50 would be in after interest from 50 years ago?
Like, it would be like
$6,000. Like, he owes us all this money. I'm like, Jesus Christ, yo. Like,
take it easy. If you put it into a CD, it'll be like, all right, guys, all right. So at this point, so Kramer's trying to convince Jerry that, hey, why don't you let me take your picture? Cause I'm going to put up the pictures of all the residents in the building. And, that way we can all know each other. So everybody, like, you're passing the hall, like, hey, Jerry, hey, Bob, hey, Kramer, like, how are you? And of course, Jerry's like, no, this sounds like a terrible idea.
That's a stupid idea, man.
Yeah, I'm not doing this.
That's a dumbass idea.
Now, do you know your neighbors?
I know they're Asian. That's all I know about them.
You don't know their names at all?
No, not at all.
And that's a little weird.
I don't necessarily care to know either.
That's a little weird.
No, I'm letting them people. I'm letting them people be. You know, no, I know one. I know one. Her name is Christina because when people were stealing packages, we decided that we would be neighborly and look out for each other for a while. So if I saw a package,
you would steal
on
it
her.
From her.
I would keep it.
You'd steal it.
I would keep it steal for it. Her for when because she works. She's a nurse.
Did you open the packages ahead of time?
No.
If they were worth pretending that they went missing without you finding. Oh, Infinity War on Blu-ray. Wow, someone stole this shit.
She ain't getting Infinity War on Blu-ray. Nah, she's getting she's getting stuff from like ASOS. Like, nah.
No, that's boring.
Right. That ain't for me. I can't do nothing with that.
It's not even a cool, like, crazy rich Asians gift. Get out of here. This is, like, weird poor Asians. Yeah, so you don't really know your neighbors at all?
No, not at all. Mm-mm.
I lived next to low-level drug dealers for 9 years. I couldn't tell you their names. Probably one of them is named, like, Peanut or Little Somebody or Big Somebody. I don't know, man. I don't know. I know my neighbors now. But I didn't know other people on the block, but I didn't know my next door neighbors. Like I just didn't talk to them. I was like, could you stop selling drugs? Could you please? could you just stop?
No, I don't care to know my neighbors.
Is that not a thing for you? Like if you moved into because right now you're in a townhouse, so you're connected to people. Yeah. Like when you move into a single family home, when you're just finally like rid of human contact from other people, will you do the neighborly thing and just like?
I won't introduce myself. No.
I won't because I don't like.
I keep a small circle of friends, and I don't talk to many people. If I talk to you, it's probably because I either like you and or respect you. But if I don't talk to you, I have no opinion of you. And I don't care to know too much about you, right? Like, I don't want to be the guy that you come to when you got some shit that you want to work out. Like, I don't have time for that.
I once had a neighbor. I don't remember her name, and I don't think I ever knew it. Like, when I lived in an apartment, and this is one of those moments where I was like, I'm going to introduce myself and like be a really nice person. Like your face is like, no, that's a mistake. No. But
were you single?
No, I wasn't.
Okay.
But I introduced myself. She was fine though.
That's why.
Yeah.
You ain't going over to introduce yourself to, you know, Honey Boo Boo's mom or whatever the fucking name is.
They'll find your body when the smell comes out. I don't give a shit. Don't call them. Yeah. No, but I just introduced myself when, like, I didn't go to her apartment. That'd be weird. But just, like, in the hallway, you know, kind of thing. And, yeah, she came knocking on my door when her husband, like, beat the shit out of her. So I had to deal with that. So that wasn't good. I was like, are you all right? And she was, like, crying in the hallway and shit. And that guy was, like, looking at me, like, glaring. I was like, I don't think I could beat this guy in a fight.
Right. Like, you're opening up a world of just, yeah, like nonsense, man.
Yeah, but at the same time, like, he's going to let that happen?
You know.
Look.
If she
Jesus
needed
Christ.
If she needed some sort
what
of
what if she needed
shelter,
a kiss? Hello.
If she needed some sort of shelter.
You would, of course,
I would
not let
her
in.
I would let her in.
To the laundry
only,
room.
Only if I saw that there was no one else out there. Because if there's somebody else out there that sees her come into my apartment.
Yeah, you fucked.
Right. I don't need some big nigga knocking down my door so that he can. And then I'm gonna feel obligated to try and stand in the way and all that shit. And nah, yo, I'm not trying to get beat up for pussy I ain't getting.
I mean, that's fair.
Yeah, man.
That's fair.
Nah. Nah. See, because you open. Nah, man. Don't talk to me. Don't talk to me. If you want to talk to me, that's fine. I'll be neighborly. I know how to. I could put the mask on and pretend that I care. Right?
Look, I'm Bruce Wayne right now. I'm normal.
Right? But I'm not gonna go over to my neighbor's house and just be like, "Hey, how you doing? How about those Ravens? Or whatever.
No. Okay, you got me fucked up. Like, that is not me at all, right? Like, no, I am not. I'm not doing that. If I see, like, the neighbors we have now are very nice. Like, they're very, very sweet people. Like, we were in our backyard. They were in their backyard. We don't have fences at the at this time. And so we was just, like, started talking to them.
No. I wouldn't do that. I would be like, hey. That's what I do to my neighbors. That's how I know that they're Asian. Just because I see them walking in and out. I'm just like, hey, what's up?
Hey. That's it.
What's up? That's it. That's all. What else is there?
What about them Ravens?
Nah. Nah. And I live in a Redskins town, so that ain't going to fly.
Yeah, no, you can stand for that. How bad does the Anacostia River smell? It's pretty over. Yeah, I do agree, though. This picture idea seems horrible.
Yeah, it does.
Let's fast forward a little bit. Wendy comes over. She tries to kiss hello, Jerry. He hits her with the fucking block with the refrigerator. And she realizes perhaps the kiss hellos are dead. No, I think Jerry handled that correctly. I don't want an unwarranted kiss hello.
Yeah, that's. I mean, look. I'm being hyperbolic. That's tantamount to rape. How about that?
Wow. Yeah, I think hyperbolic is the exact right
term. Look, I'm being ridiculous, right? And I don't mean to belittle rape, because rape is a serious thing. But it's an unwanted sexual advance.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly what it is. And I don't want it. If the roles were reversed, and I'm just walking around kissing women, like, nah, yo.
What if the woman is really super attractive?
I'm not going to do that because
if you were single,
especially now.
No. If you were single,
no, I'm not going to do that.
If she comes up to you, not you coming up to her.
If she comes up to me and kiss hellos me,
yeah, you taking that kiss hello? Yeah, you are.
I am.
Yeah, you taking it, and you ain't even going to sigh about it. You're going to be like, how do I take this and parlay this into something
right,
more?
And that's my problem. That's why I don't have a bunch of female friends, right? Because. I'm like,
tell me more, Henry Cavill. Go ahead.
Because my stupid man brain is like,
when I came from Krypton, I wasn't sure these women were good.
I'm like, she just kissed me, right? She just kissed me. Kisses lead to sexual encounters. Does she want to have a sexual encounter with me? And, you know, my right thinking brain is like, my correct thinking brain is like, no, you idiot. Like, it's just a hello. Like, don't do that, right? But then the lizard brain is like...
The Cavill brain.
Right. The Cavill brain is like, she fine, though. Like, and she came on to you, right? Like, so she must want it, right? Like that scene from Barbershop where Common was just dumbfounded. Yeah. But from Nicki Minaj, he was like, what? I ain't been out the game that long, have I?
She wanted it, though.
She wanted it, though, right? And that she wanted it, though, is very rapey. And I cannot abide that.
Yeah, no, that's fair. By the way, it just as an aside, on Barbershop 3, she did want it.
Yeah, she did.
Yeah, I mean, she did. Let's not pretend that that's not the whole point of that scene, right. Is that he jumped too early.
Right.
He just kept it cool. He'd been fine, although he was married. So
right, if he kept it cool, he could have succeeded in cheating on his wife.
With a woman with a fake butt. And fake tits. Which is, look, again, fake boobs are fine. Fake ass just bothers me. So then Jerry is caught in this insane thing where all these women in the building are saying, are doing kiss hellos to him. And they're all coming up to him and he's like, hi, Mary. And he can't even leave. And everybody is just like, kiss hello, kiss hello, kiss hello. Nah, yo. I would be furious.
I would lose my mind, man. I can't. Yeah. I can't.
And none of these women are attractive.
Right.
Yeah, it's not like he's not at the hot lady cave. Right. And look, that's the thing. Like, I recognize that is no, not that one either. sorry, Lois. But like that whole thing of being forced to be nice instead of just being nice, I don't care for it.
Yeah. I don't like that at all. If I don't, some days I don't feel like being nice. And some days I don't feel like faking that I'm nice. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I'm a nice guy, but like some days I just want you to leave me alone.
Yeah, I'm like, kind of like that.
If you smile at people, that's smiles are invitations to talk. Which is why I don't fucking smile, yo.
God
I don't
damn.
Fucking talk to you.
I will. I do the. I do the bratting, right? The closed mouth.
Okay.
Yeah, they're like, oh, why, just white people do that. No, that's not true.
No, it's not true. I do that shit all the time.
I do it all the time. Leave me the fuck alone. Like, that's what that face means.
Yep.
Fuck off.
Fuck off, man.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's a nice way of saying it's a nice stay over there.
Yeah.
It's not an invitation. It's not an invitation for discovery.
Yeah. I don't want to play volleyball at lunchtime, guys.
Okay. Leave me alone. Really? Is that a thing?
Yeah. They play volleyball at lunchtime.
So all of your coworkers are, they all stink after
we have a gym that people can shower at. And that's generally where I go.
They don't though, do they?
I don't know because I'm never around them because I don't play volleyball with them. I don't play volleyball on a concrete park at in 95 degree weather. Fuck that.
Yeah, no,
No,
you're getting the bratting face.
Yeah.
Thanks. Thanks, but no thanks.
I'm good.
I will just sum up the episode. So George finds out that when he goes back to the physical therapist that she wasn't there this time. And that she didn't give him a 24-hour notice. So they're like, oh, well, no, we can't refund you your money. And he's like, huh, okay. And he gets pissed and walks out. And Elaine walks in after him, and he's already out in the hallway. And Elaine comes in, and she's like, oh, well, you know, I really hurt my back or my neck from all that ski equipment that I had to carry when you and I went skiing. And George breaks back, and he's like, you were skiing? You were at the mountains? He was like, oh. And she's like, why'd you hear that? He's like, I hear everything. Because there was an earlier alluding comment to the fact that George has impeccable hearing. Mm-hmm. So he's like, yeah, I want my fucking money back. Which is valid, by the way.
Yeah, man.
Oh, I'm getting my money back or I am writing the worst reviews of your business. Although Yelp at this point doesn't exist. And that's pretty much it. Everybody else hates Jerry now because he wants his face taken off the board.
And there's no real resolution. So his picture gets defaced.
Yes.
And everyone starts treating him like shit. And the final shot is, Kramer having a party and all of the tenants are there, but Jerry's not there. And Jerry gets a peek and sees a couple of fine chicks that, you know, he would like to get some kiss hellos from. And, Kramer's like, nah, buddy, I can't. You know, people hate you. Yeah. So,
oh well, you fucked up.
You can't make it in, which is valid on Kramer's part. Like, nah, people don't like you, so I'm not gonna invite you in.
Yep, I hear him. Makes sense. Okay, that's it for this episode. Hopefully, you enjoyed our glorious return, and we will see you guys next time.
Don't kiss hello me.
That's fair. Trust me, I won't. All right, we'll see you guys next time.
See ya.
Bow, 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 bow.
Really?